A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with tax collectors and sinners and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of Saint Antony of Egypt, known as the father of monasticism. He is a great example of someone like Levi, who followed Jesus immediately and unconditionally. As a monk in the desert, Antony's life was more about being present to God and his will, rather than about doing many things. What Antony did in the way of penance, fasting, work, and preaching were all secondary to being open to God's transforming love. In 1935, the French Christian existentialist philosopher Gabriel Marcel wrote a book entitled Being and Having. The difference between being and having is helpful to remember for us today, especially at this time of financial crisis and rampant consumerism and materialism. It is more important to foster who we are than what we have. But even more fundamental than having is the choice between being and doing. Humans are often called homo faber, meaning human as maker or doer. Often when we meet someone for the first time, we ask them what they do, what's their job. It's a simple way of finding common ground of interest or experience with a stranger. But it does not reveal the total reality and core of that person. It does not explain the mystery and heart of their being and existence. Follow me. In our spiritual lives, there is a delicate balance between doing and being. Some people are by temperament more active, while others are more reflective. As Christians, our action must be deeply rooted and flow from our baptismal covenant. The grace of baptism gives us a new identity, so that if we are in a state of grace and seeking God's will, all our actions take on a supernatural power and value. Being is more than doing. The importance of being over doing does not negate acts of charity and mercy for others. Rather, it means that our activity needs to be inspired and impelled by God's will, and not our particular likes or dislikes. Jesus said, "Follow me." To be a disciple or follower of Jesus is more a question of being than doing a particular thing. In today's gospel, he simply tells Levi, "Follow me." Yet sometimes, in other situations, Jesus tells a person to go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and then come follow me. Or, take up your cross daily and follow me. The emphasis in these situations is really still on being. We have to rid ourselves of our old selves in order to become a new creation in Christ. We have to divest ourselves of our selfishness in order to put on Christ, to let Him be in us. There's always this twofold movement away from sin and toward God. When an animal is born, within a few hours, if not immediately, it is walking, swimming, and basically acting exactly like what it is. A little duck, a colt, a snake, whatever. But humans are very different. We are also spiritual and intellectual beings. It is months before a baby human walks. The baby first intellectually examines itself. She discovers her toes, feet, and legs. He begins to crawl and sees that he is actually moving under his own power. Before any new development, there is first a rational, reflective period, albeit unconscious. When we are baptized into Christ, we become a new creation. It takes time for us to adapt to our new spiritual environment and being. We need the Word of God to nourish and sustain us daily in our spiritual lives in order to be who we were meant to be. As we begin this new year of grace and God's love, let us strive for a deeper union with God to transform our inner being into the fullness of Christ. In this way, our very existence will have an impact for good on others in our suffering world.